I like the beat. What's going on, everybody? It's your man AC Fire here. Psst. And welcome to the Reality Rap Show.
Yay!
Got Big Chris over there.
Yay!
There she go, the queen.
Got SPB.
What's up, everybody?
In the building. And on this one right here.
Happy green, everyone. Happy green. Happy green.
Happy green.
It didn't hit us yet, but we see in certain parts of the state that's opening up green.
Yeah,
open. Happy green.
Yeah,
sit down, have a
burger. For all the green states that's open right now.
I just want to record a show that we can fucking play back and can actually hear ourselves. Because this new shit ain't working, okay? Yeah.
That's all they.
Whatever AC Fire is over there, I hate doing since he's the engineer.
Don't shoot the messenger.
We had the last six shows that you don't understand.
Listen, don't shoot the messenger.
Over the fucking music.
It wasn't me.
It's not him. I think it's the past guy. We can't mention no name.
I've been sabotaged.
We can't mention no name.
I've been sabotaged. But the Reality Rap Show must go on.
It must.
You know, and it will always be here.
Better know it.
Going on.
Better know it.
www.realityrapshow.com.
Can't stop greatness. Can't stop greatness.
Not at all. Not at all.
What are we talking about today?
Now listen, you talking about love over finance, or finance over love?
Ooh.
You know, would you put yourself in a situation? You know,
choose one or the other.
You know what I mean? You know, if you had the choice, or have you ever been in a love and financial
issue? All right, so let's talk about this. So,
okay.
Let me start off as I always do. Shout out to our listeners.
Yeah.
Definitely going to give y'all a clap. We miss you. Love the support. We try to give you 100% every time. And I'm going to tell you this, coming from a man's perspective. My era, solid guys really, I guess, don't really look at a woman's finances. Solid guys. Again, I'm talking about my crew. Not so much my age bracket. It's just I believe a lot of who you are, I guess it would fall into the same category. Like I guess the closest thing I could relate it to is like a West Coast cat claiming neighborhoods. You know, you know, when you are part of a big city and you part of a section of a city, you know, everybody move different. So when you come up in an era where, though, you know, you always seen the guys pretty much move a whole hell of a lot harder than the women, and you take care of your women, you're going to roll that way. Mm-hmm. So you're going to think different. So
for sure.
I'm going to sit there and claim and bang South Philly through and through, different. And I was I showed things different.
Shout out to SP.
Showed things different. Like, if that's what you do, you real South Philly cat, and you was about your work. Like, honestly, and anyone would know to know me, I never asked a woman for a nickel, a penny.
What?
My wife.
Shout out to that.
Never asked her for a penny. So,
order your coffee and run, make a dash. You ever do a dash and dine?
Never did a move like that. It's like, I guess the closest thing with, like I said, big city wise, it's like New York cats messing around and really taking a look and really knowing Philly cats. So when they mess around and get to meet and introduce to South Philly cats and how we move, it's a little bit different. Like, we're really big into like taking care of your lady as far as you definitely got to be a mover and shaker. So when you start talking about love over finance, you know, you don't, if you about your work, I mean, shit, finances would be great for any and everyone.
Damn right.
So you would go there. So you got a lot of powerful women. Hell, I'm looking at one. You got a lot of powerful women that's financially correct.
But I would like you're going to want that.
No, you're going to want that. But I just say this little bit of time I have this side of the spectrum. Here's the thing, and just to get into your point, and I'll get right to that. But just to finish me up, normally with solid cats, Like, I know the eras are different, generation is different, people are different. Because some cats, their goal is to live off of a woman. Mm-hmm. I don't agree with that. I'm never going to agree with that. That's not my move. Actually,
that's the one of the pirates.
Yeah, that's the one of the pirates. It's a code of men. Especially if you from the Brave. Like real rap, man, you don't move like that. Like, it's one thing, you know, if you doing things and your lady do something nice for you. But if you one of them guys with your hands hanging out and you looking for your woman to pay rent, pay your car note, any large bill, or just take care of you, period. Oh, man, you better not be claiming what the hell I'm claiming. That's first and foremost. Yeah, and that's real shots fired. Nah. You a whack ass cat.
I'm sorry,
you whack
down.
Cat, man.
I know a couple of men.
I don't respect you. I don't have to respect you. And I mean, a lot of cats will call me a sucker and be like, yo, man, guess what? This, that, and another. That's just my move. But my move is the best move. Solid cats don't move like that. You take care of your damn self. You take care of your lady. Don't do that extra shit. Now, I always say, I'm not one to, if you got a woman that got it going on and she's able to do nice things for you,
don't be trying to hold that shit against us.
Then guess what?
Fuck of that.
You know what I'm saying?
You
can reciprocate all that shit. That's appreciated. That's love. But you still got to step up as a solid cat and do the damn thing. You know what I'm saying? Right. But, you know, as far as like what Big Chris saying, and everybody know how I feel about him. It's my cousin, loving near and dear. And I say this before she about to speak. Normally, women in her positions. In her positions, meaning that you've been doing what you've been doing a long time, and it's a variation of things. I mean, when you start talking about managing and Notary Republic, and that's just not getting too deep into shit, putting a whole X-Files out there, just all we about making money. And a lot of...
Being productive, doing something.
It's like, for some reason, money attracts the opposite. Mm-hmm. Just being broke. Like, it attracts that shit. Like, real rap. Like, that's what it does. So, if you see, and you're about to get this. No, you're about to get this. But I'm going to do this, then I'm going to shift this right over to you. Okay. I believe that you are a very transparent person. And I love it because I'm that way. So, we associate that way. You're never one you have to figure out. You're going to pretty much lay everything out there for a person to pretty much get everything you're going to get. So, but I think with doing that, and you allow people that you allow in, and they actually see you making moves. A lot of men is not solid. Even solid cats, I can honestly say. They backpedal a little bit. Be like, yo, you know what? Shit, she doing it. And would never want to admit, because men are just this way. No man don't want to admit that a woman is balling harder than he is. Because that's when you hear that slang. What fucking part of the game is that? Because it only supposed to happen. Not outshine me. Oh, baby, you can shine. But I be goddamn if you going to shine me. Like, we family. But we couldn't be fucking... boyfriend and girlfriend, because if it was on a different spectrum, oh no, hell no. I love your shine so much, I'm going to outshine you, because that's my way of doing things. Oh, hells no. Not having it. Wouldn't do it. Nope. I don't give a fuck. You made $130,000. If I knew you made $130,000 in a year, you could damn sure bet you. Only way I can even talk to you comfortably and take you out to dinner, have a smile on my face the whole entire night, I made $230,000 plus. Oh yeah, we got to do it like that. I don't even want to fuck around. I don't want that attitude when you be like this.
I'll take the 100.
You be like this, Sean. You really, because especially you, just knowing your personality, Sean. Really, you only made $30,000. When if you look at it, Uncle Sam's taxes, and you know,
really
technically, if I was doing more notaries and shit, you know, I would have fucking around. See, 2:30 makes a big difference. You be like this, I'm $100,000 strong.
Exactly.
So you know what I mean? But you know, I'm shifting it over to you, baby.
So Big Chris, so love finance. Okay. What you got? Which one do you want?
Let me start.
You want the love or do you want the finance?
Well, listen.
Okay, we can't have both though.
The first time I married for love. Ooh. Because I was young and dumb.
Shout out to that. Those that got married for love.
So the second time, and you know what? Yeah. The second time, I would do it again for love too. Because
I don't know.
That's not fucking critical.
Oh, no.
And let me just say this. Because I'm at the stage in my life now that, which is why I'm going to go out on a limb and say, why I'm still single, is because I'm not willing to accept or tolerate less than what I'm deserving of. And
damn right,
like I don't even like it's like now if I meet you for coffee, and which I haven't done that in a long time, but if I go and would meet you for coffee and a coffee roll, and you say order what you want, and then you looking at me after you ordered your coffee, or you do a dine and dash, you get your shit and leave, and I'm sitting like, that's a wrap, that's a one and done. Me personally. I cannot be attracted to a man who's a bitch. And when I say a bitch, who's wimpy, whiny, and
broke,
financially insecure. I can't. There is nothing that's attractive about a broke ass person. I'm not even just gonna say a woman. Nothing to fuck.
Nah.
And I've heard women say, oh, he fucked. It ain't enough dicks in the world, and it ain't long enough or big enough or thick enough.
I beg your pardon.
Not when you fucking broke. Let me rewind
it. All right, Let me back up. You know, as soon as he said that, I got right up on this goddamn mic like I was Melvin from The Temptations. Let me back up.
People are different and what they expect and what their expectations are. I have women that say, you know, he lay down. I don't care what the fuck you're laying down. Unless he's laying down his checkbook or some money out on my damn table, on my bed, I'm not interested.
Yeah.
Because I'm of the old adage, I can do bad by my fucking self. I'm not going to have a man that I'm fucking and he asking me, you know my ribs do? You know my car broke down? Like, how the fuck is that even appealing?
But can I got to interrupt.
Oh, obviously it's appealing because a lot of that shit out here.
Yeah,
but
a lot of that shit.
But
I got to.
But no, you're right.
But I got to say.
Folks.
I got to say.
So you with the finance?
I'm not even with the finance. I want you to be financially secure yourself. Mm-hmm.
No, but I have to say something.
So if I say to you, I want to go to the Grand Lux. Or I want to go to the Capitol Grill.
That's right.
At 50 plus years old, you shouldn't be telling me this ain't your pay week.
Shout out to that. Damn right.
Oh, that's big.
Yeah.
Hey, but in their defense, goddammit, that's a la carte. Don't be talking about no goddamn Capitol Grill.
Again.
Now, I'm talking about no Capitol Grill.
Or Seasons 52.
The spinach, like, yeah, the spinach and the broccoli is separate, goddammit. Nah, that's a la carte.
But my thing is, like, at this age, in this time in our lives, you shouldn't be saying you still waiting on your paycheck to take somebody to fuck the day.
But I have to say this, and this is directly for you.
I wish it is.
So, and I always express, and I will never stop expressing, you know, how we came up together and really close-knit family. Mm-hmm. And I tell you this, you really wouldn't notice, but for me, you set a certain barometer for me where women were concerned. And never to backpedal, because I'm going to still stand by everything I initially said. Excuse me. But you showed me something different where I always done everything and played my role as the man. And I always initially had an attitude where as though I'm going to take care of everything. That's what a man's supposed to do. Mm-hmm. But I've seen you do it with our family members. Me personally, your ex-husband, really taking care of people. more importantly, with a relationship, because you were with your husband, your ex-husband, for so long. I personally knew this man as a young man, and, you know, well into being in manhood. And y'all were together that long. So I knew the things that you would do. And that then changed some things for me and how I looked at even having expectations of things that would, should be done for me. Now, initially, without you doing what you done and me visibly seeing it, rather that be for your ex-husband, and I will say, I was also a recipient of your generous heart. So, that then is going to change you and say, well, you know what? Ain't too bad messing around with a woman with some goddamn money in the pocket, because then you start having expectations of your wife and be like, well, you know what? I took you out. It's 30 days in a week. If we go out 10 times, guess what? I'm going to pay 8. You're going to do 2 now versus me doing all 10. And I'm here to say in front of all our listeners, you were a major contributor into my way of thinking as far as that, because that's what you done. I mean, you figure, and we was just talking about it earlier, and I'm going to put it on the table. Any luxury car that you had at that year, a Benz, a Caddy, whatever it was, to allow me to drive around this vehicle. And this never happened to anybody. Drive around the vehicle. Normally, when a person borrows a person's car, you put gas in it. I was giving money to put gas in it. I was giving money to wash the car. Yeah. And most importantly, I could be given $100 and better just for my pocket. And I was doing pretty well for myself already. But like I said, this is a person very near and dear to me that done this for me. So I believe that kind of alters your way of thinking. It's like our show is the reality rap show. I can't get more in depth. That's reality rap. That's deep, because we came up in a family where everything was always about, with a bunch of women, what they could get, who had what, this, that, and other. And that being the mindset of so many women in my family, for all the males in my family, definitely for me, this is the way a man is supposed to be, on top of, you know, seeing real OGs move.
And I never wanted to be that woman.
But you did. You were that woman. You are that woman. And I believe that's what's fixated in so many people's head. But I'm going to clear this up real quick, because I'm not going to be long and drawn out with this. Here's the thing. I'm not giving any credit to any of you bum-ass cats. So here's the thing. I'm not letting you off the hook that easy. Because, like I said, I gave a shout-out to my cousin's sister, because that's how she represents. As far as you, like she said, and 100% right. You 50 years old, you start talking about you can't go out to fucking dinner because it's not your pay week. You need to go get fucking three extra jobs.
Or you got child support at motherfucking 50.
A child support. And guess what? The child not even yours. Nigga. That ain't even your fucking, that's your cousin. That's your cousin fucking child.
Or your brother.
That ain't your child.
Let's be honest. Or
the motherfucker
brother
don't even look like you. Because we gonna have a fucking segment on that. You got a lot of women having motherfuckers believe that that's your child and it's not. But that's another segment. But I want everybody, all our listeners, y'all think about that, what we're talking about. And I'm going to tell you this. We'll revisit this some other time, but
I just got to say something in closing when you get through.
All right, but listen, I'm through. I just said everything I'm going to pretty much say. Right. But thank you.
I just want to say in closing, I was texting back and forth the other day with a male friend. And I was just, you know, venting, you know, just venting about work and, you know, shit that's going on, because like I said, I manage 2 properties. They are in a, you know, a high crime area. And you know, sometimes you just need to, you know, vent. So I was venting with him, and I was venting with a girlfriend via text, and he responded by saying, "Man up." So I had to stop and catch myself, because had I been the old Crystal, that would have ended so very, 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 very ugly. So I stopped. I composed my thoughts. I pushed myself back from my desk, and I text back. That's all I've ever been was the man.
Mm-hmm.
I said,